What did you call grassland that you'd cut hay off of?
Pasture land.
You ever speak of it as a meadow? Everything you called a meadow on your farm?
Well, no, we never used it that way, but I think I've heard the term several times.
It means hay land.
Well, they call it a meadow, is, as I understand it, applies only to land that is not used for farming except for pasture.
Mm-hmm. How about some real low-lying ground that had stagnant water standing in it? You say that was what kind?
Marsh ground.
Do you ever speak of a swamp or not? Call it marsh.
Yes, I've heard of swamp. It was very wet.
What were the names of some of the small streams around your home in Wakarusa?
The Volga was the only one I can remember. The rest were just, we'd call them the ditches. And one went right through Wakarusa, but I don't know whether it ever had a name or not.
You call it Volga?
Volga is a larger stream, just what I would call next to a river. Mm-hmm. It run into the river. In there.
Did they say Volga Creek or what?
No.
Creek or Creek? Which did folks hear?
Creek.
Never heard them say Creek around there?
Well, I suppose it all meant the same thing.
Now, which did they say most commonly, though?
Well, Creek, we'd say.
Now, what do you call the kind of improved road that they have nowadays where they pour some stuff in and it gets hard?
Blacktop.
Well, I mean the other kind.
Cement road?
Yeah. How about a road that isn't the main road then, it just is...
Gravel road.
You ever speak of back roads or side roads or byways?
Yes, sometimes. If it's not traveled very much, we just call those back roads.
Suppose you go knock on someone's door and they don't answer, you say, I guess they must not be...
Must not be home.
See, he isn't home?
Must not be at home.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Suppose there's a boy and a stone and a dog out here. And he picks it up and he goes like this. You say he did what?
Threw it.
Would you say if it was like this size, you'd call it a stone or a rock? Just most generally, which would you say?
I'd call them all a stone until they get small, then they're pebbles.
Uh-huh. That seemed to be pretty big to be a rock then.
Yeah.
Some housewife that doesn't use any milk when she cooks, you say she cooks how? Without milk?
Never discussed that. Never know what she'd say. I suppose if she don't use it, I could say without.
If she does use it, you say she cooks?
Says she'd cook with milk, but I never used that term, so I don't know.
See, all I'm trying to do there is to get you to say without. See whether you say without or without. Some places they say it one way, some places the other way. And so what I'm doing is what
you say without.
Uh-huh. What I'm doing is watching your pronunciation.
Oh.
Catching you off guard. So you just say things and don't worry about it. Suppose you're telling when you were young, you're out in the field with a bunch of sheep, you might say that most of the sheep scattered, but the old buck kept coming right straight.
Straight at me.
You call him a buck or a ram?
Buck.